Hi, it's Dave. Last week, the Financial Times and then the Wall Street Journal picked up on a story that SoftBank was revealed as the NASDAQ whale, buying up billions of dollars of stock and call options in tech companies like Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google, Netflix, and Tesla, and causing a lot of stock prices to shoot up in recent weeks. In this video, I'm going to be sharing my thoughts and what this all means. All right, first, who is SoftBank? SoftBank is a holding company based in Japan and led by the charismatic Masayoshi Son. Masa's son has made some big legendary bets. He invested in Yahoo in 1995 and made billions. He invested in Alibaba in 1999 in one of the best investments of all time. He invested $20 million and that investment grew to over $100 billion. Think about that. I mean, a 10x off of $20 million would be $200 million. A 100x would be $2 billion, and a 1,000x would be $20 billion. So $100 billion off of a $20 million investment would be 5,000 times. That's just insane. 5,000 times. Anyways, Masa's son also made headlines with the $100 billion vision fund he used to invest into private companies, and it drove up valuations in a lot of startups and private companies. SoftBank's vision fund hasn't worked out too well. Now, Masa's son is trying his hand in the public stock market with a new $10 billion investment fund. All right, number two, what has SoftBank been buying? What makes SoftBank's purchases newsworthy was not their stock purchases in big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and even Tesla, but rather it was in their use of billions of dollars to buy option contracts as well. Now, there are different ways people will use option contracts. Sometimes one can use options to hedge a position or to sell options as a market maker. But what SoftBank has been doing is spending billions, roughly $4 billion according to the Wall Street Journal, to buy call options on these tech names. What this means is that they're betting heavily that these stocks are going to make big moves higher, or else they might lose some, if not all, of their money. It's a very risky and highly leveraged play. And usually a fund might spend millions, or let's say tens of millions of dollars on a risky play like this, but it's extremely rare to see any fund spend billions of dollars on risky call options. SoftBank not only bought stock in call options, but they also sold call options at even a higher price than the call options they purchased. In other words, they bought call option spreads. This was done either to limit some of the risk, but also could have been done to bring in some income. All right, number three, what's been the result of SoftBank's buying spree? Well, we've seen a few things. First, we've seen the stock prices of tech stocks go higher. Buying stock can lead to higher stock prices, but SoftBank was buying such a large amount of call options that the market makers selling those options to SoftBank needed to hedge those options sold by buying stock. So that added to more buying pressure and to higher stock prices. Second, we've seen a big jump in option activity this year. According to Goldman Sachs, overall nominal value of calls traded on individual US stocks has averaged $335 billion a day over the past 2 weeks. That is more than triple the rolling average between 2017 and 2019. So there's been a frenzy of activity. All right, number four, what's the media saying about why SoftBank has been on a purchasing spree? The media generally has been portraying SoftBank's buying spree as a short-term manipulative move to make money out of the stock market. However, Masa's son of SoftBank really isn't a short-term focused guy. He's made billions off of long-term big bets. So I think there's probably a different angle and reason why Masa's son is going big on US tech stocks. And it's not just to make a quick buck. I think he sees a bigger trend over a longer time horizon. Number five, why do I think SoftBank is buying like crazy? I think it has to do with a changing investment landscape driven by largely two things. First, globally, interest rates are very low and it doesn't look like they're going to be rising anytime soon. In fact, more and more people are now expecting interest rates to remain very low for the next several years, if not longer. In an environment of ultra low interest rates, investors can't make much easy money. The 10-year treasury bond's interest rate is well under 1%. And I shared earlier how a Schwab high yield checking account only gives 0.03% interest. It's basically nothing. And in that environment, investors are going to be drawn to higher risk investments in a way because they're forced to. If they don't invest in investments yielding higher returns, then their money starts to lose value compared to inflation. The second big trend is central banks around the world are moving stronger into a money printing quantitative easing long-term strategy, meaning central banks around the world are printing money as a way to prop up their economy. but they're doing so not just in crises, but they're starting to accept it as an effective long-term means going forward. What this means is that with more money being printed, the value of that money decreases, or in other words, it buys less, especially assets that a lot of that money is chasing. So the combo of these two forces, namely super low interest rates and massive money printing that's chasing assets, I think this is the background to the whole SoftBank as a NASDAQ whale story. SoftBank is saying that a new era has arrived where it's not going to be easy for investors to find easy opportunities to grow their money. And SoftBank is trying to cut in line, saying that they think US tech companies are undervalued at the moment because they provide a good balance of risk and reward. They have strong balance sheets, growing revenues, and resilient profits. And I think Masa-san is saying that he thinks people will be bidding up these stocks in the future, and he just wants to get in line early. Now, it's totally possible that Masa-san's bet implodes and he loses a ton of money, but it's also possible that he's right, and we'll see these stocks go a lot higher in years to come, and he'll be making a lot of money. I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Do you think SoftBank will lose money on their big bet on US tech stocks, or will they make out big? Share your thoughts in the comment section. All right, number six, some final thoughts. It's interesting to me the global reach of the Fed's influence and how central banks seem to be influencing each other. What's going on in the US is not unique. Also, it's interesting to me that the equity market is increasingly global in nature. A company based in Japan can buy up billions of dollars of stock options in Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Tesla. It doesn't matter what country you're from, access to markets is democratized more and more. And finally, with central banks printing more money, I wonder if this extends an already long debt cycle, meaning it's possible people are encouraged to take on higher risk and borrow more. And at a certain point in the future, people need to deleverage. And if they deleverage all at once, we could really see some messy things. Anyways, if you want to know more about the role of the Fed in an ever-changing investment world, check out my recent video titled, Is the Fed Pumping the Stock Market? If this video has been helpful, hit the like button and consider subscribing. We're looking at investment topics from both quantitative and qualitative angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.